Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kayla. How may I help you?
Hi. Yes, I would like to know how my bank account just got charged a fee from your company when I've never been to your website or on your app.
Okay, give me one second. May I get your zip code, please? Look up that account to see what product was charged before.
46582.
46582?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name?
Carrie Piggott.
Okay, give me one second while I look into this account, ma'am. So ma'am, you don't remember entering a contest, an entry contest?
Yes, for no purchase necessary.
For with what, ma'am?
With Kohl's. The department store Kohl's. This says no purchase necessary to take a survey.
Okay, and what are you calling for to do, ma'am?
You guys have charged me almost $50 for something I have no idea what the hell you charge me for. I don't even know what your company is.
49, what a third party company, $49.89 was for Bites Hub, which is a meal plan.
Okay, then cancel that, refund my money, and take my name off that list then. Please.
Well, ma'am, I can cancel this account and I can refund you 35% of what we charged you, ma'am, as a courtesy.
Okay, so on that website that I filled out, it never had a price tag. It never said who was charging me any money, so I had no idea what I was getting charged for. So please explain to me how that is not fraudulent.
Give me one second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, did you go online and DV was the dice and vacuum cleaner? Did you go online and enter sweepstakes for $1, paying $1 or $2 to win a vacuum cleaner?
Okay, so Kohl's had a thing of take a survey. It says, here's your coupon code, enter for a chance of, and then it said Dyson vacuum cleaner to pay shipping and handling on. So that's when I put my credit card information with the assumption that I was paying for shipping and handling of a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am. With that payment for that sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our mailing plans.
Where did it say that anywhere on that website?
It's in the terms and conditions, ma'am. When you click that button, it is a great app, so I can get you for $20 on a discount in our future months.
I want off the subscription completely.
So you want to cancel that account, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am, to get it canceled. And it's going to take 3 to 5 business days to receive back in your account, ma'am, okay?
Okay, and the other question I have for a follow-up is I got no email confirmation from your company saying that I was even enrolled in anything. I found it when my bank account dinged at me.
You said what, ma'am?
I did not get any form of email verification that your company even charged me this $49.95. I found it when my bank account dinged me. So I had no idea that this was going on.
I totally understand what you're saying, ma'am. But we have officially did everything we did. When we canceled that account, so you won't be billed anything, and we also refunded you your money back.
I appreciate that. I'm just giving you a heads up for you guys going forward that if you guys could at least give clients a heads up of saying, hey, by the way, this is what you signed up for. Today we are going to be charging you the $49. Be aware of it. I got zero. So that's why I didn't even know what your company was when I called you.
Well, we is a third-party company that sells different gadgets and watches and male enhancements with face creams and also keto. So we deal with different things, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you canceling the account for me and a refund. I appreciate that, and you have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for customer service. Call the customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.